Hello, my name is Jara. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling for some general information. I wonder if you could help me.
Yes, ma'am. What's your question?
Okay. I've been taking a baby aspirin for many, many, many years. I'm going to be 80. In June, and I wonder if this would present a problem when and if and when I get any of the vaccines.
No, ma'am, it usually doesn't. But your physician, even if you feel like it's not safe, your physician can always tell you that information when you get the vaccine. They're able to tell you if it'll affect it or not, but usually it doesn't.
Okay. How about then post for any kind of pain or discomfort in the arm?
Well, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't usually affect the vaccine. But like I said, if you feel like it does, then the only people that can really tell you if it affected is your physician. Well, your doctor, of course.
Well, but the idea is if I go to a place that is public health department, my doctor will not be there.
Are you able to contact them?
Pardon me?
Are you able to contact them?
My physician?
Correct. Yes, your doctor?
Yes. Well, the thing is, I haven't had the shot yet, and that was my question. Do you have any literature you can send me on some of the possibility of negative effects of the
that type of information will be on our website on adph.org. We're just a hotline, so only thing we do on this line is give testing sites, but that's only to be tested for COVID-19.
I see. Then,
but the side effects or anything like that will be on our website under general information. So you can go to adph.org or you could do cdc.gov.
Okay, I don't have a computer. That presents a different kind of situation to me as far as getting information data that would be relative. So I don't have that capability. Isn't there something you have in printed form that you could send me?
No, ma'am, we're just a hotline.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that your hotline gets some information that if people like myself call in advance, that you can get that to them. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.